You're listening to NewsHour from the BBC. I'm Razia Iqbal. Now to the impact of climate change in the United States. Volume 2 of the National Climate Change Assessment has been published today, and it underlines an unmistakable message from scientists that they are more certain than ever that man-made climate change is impacting the US and it will be expensive. Some are arguing the publication of this volume has been brought forward to try to bury it a day after the Thanksgiving holiday in the US. I've been speaking to Michael E. Mann, who is a climate scientist and author. What does he make of the fact that this congressionally mandated document has been published now?
Thanks. It's good to be with you. So we know that earlier on, the Trump administration actually considered trying to actually bury the report entirely, prevent it from coming out. And I think they realized that the political repercussions of trying to do that would be even more adverse. And so what they've done clearly is to try to bury it instead by releasing it during, you know, a holiday weekend, the Thanksgiving weekend, this Friday, called Black Friday in the United States. It's one of the busiest shopping days of the year. And I think their intention was to essentially obscure the report by forcing it to be released into the oblivion of this holiday weekend. I think that's actually backfired on them, because the narrative of the Trump administration trying to bury this critical report has actually, in my assessment, generated even more media interest.
Okay, so tell us exactly why they might want to bury it. What's in it?
Yeah, well, so it lays out in stark terms, as you very nicely summarized, the fact that there is no longer a debate about human-caused climate change, or the fact that we are seeing the negative impacts of climate change now play out in very vivid terms. And for your viewers who live in the UK, who experienced this record heat wave this summer, throughout the Northern Hemisphere, we saw unprecedented heat and droughts and wildfires and floods and superstorms this fall that make it very clear that the impacts of climate change are no longer subtle. They're playing out in real time. That's inconvenient to an administration that has tried to dismiss climate change as a hoax, that has essentially been doing the bidding of powerful fossil fuel interests like the Koch brothers in trying to dismantle the environmental protections put in place by the last administration and previous Republican and Democratic administrations.
Okay, we don't have much time, but I wonder if you could just outline for us what the report says that about certain groups who are likely to suffer far more than others as a result of climate change.
Sure thing. Well, the report, and again, there aren't real surprises here in the sense that the report is based on existing scientific literature. It's just summarizing that literature. And what that literature demonstrates is that the impacts of climate change are going to be felt the hardest by those who have the least resources to deal with them, the poor, the developing world, folks who have the least resilience, have the least adaptability to the changes that are in store. And so there's something fundamentally unfair about that, right? Those who are impacted most heavily are going to be the ones that contributed least to the problem in the first place.
Climate scientist Michael E. Mann.